Good mood today. Good mood today. It's a good little mix of tunes. It's a little pep in your step on a Friday. Throwback, we've had some Prince every hour. You gave me some MJ at the top. I'll go Rick Astley all day. I didn't like the Rickroll trend, to be honest with you, because it was too much of a parody of Rick Astley. This song rules. He was awesome. Say what you want. So Milli Vanilli comes around, and everyone's like, they're lip-syncing, this is a bummer. Everybody thought this dude, who does not sound what he looks like, okay? I don't know how to say that better than that in 2026. It was easier to say then. Now I don't know what I'm allowed to say or what I'm not allowed to say. I'm uncomfortable with everything.
Just say it, Danny.
Nah, I'm a middle-aged
white.
Why not?
Just say it.
Whatever I'm saying is wrong. I know that. I've learned that very quickly. But he doesn't look like you think he looks like. Okay?
Yeah.
You don't see a 145-pound red-haired guy.
Really?
And that's him.
You don't hear that? You don't see that when you hear this?
Uh-uh. Nope. He rules.
He does.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back. Gene D on the Fan. Tope's hanging out. No GPs on vacay. What are you optimistic about with this football team? I figured we'd throw the ball around a little bit here, Tobes. Darius, you too. Strobes, I want you participating. Put your participants on, Strobes, and get ready to do it. Be locked on the football team for like 7 seconds. Then go back to thinking about Trey Mann's role, all right? Just moonlight with us for like 5 seconds.
I think he's devastated DeMar DeRozan's in Denver.
Oh, he's upset. He's upset about that.
Yeah.
He has been sitting here pacing around like Dane Cook doing a TV special.
Yep.
Well, thinking about DeMar DeRozan every hour on the hour.
I thought it was because Juju Reese got traded.
That's true as well.
There's a lot of things just yucking his mum, or whatever the phrase is. Yucking his yum.
I thought he was going to do one of the other ones.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to deviate far enough you had to dump yourself. Has that ever happened?
No, I don't think I've ever had to dump it. No, I don't think so. It's the first time for everything.
Tough.
Yeah, go ahead and say it. What is it? There's a dog and a... Okay, anyway. What are you optimistic about? 800-636-1067. Could be something that other people are down on, you're up on. It could be any of a million things. Let's go back and forth a little bit, Tobes, and we'll incorporate the rest of the gang as well. You guys on the phones at 800-636-1067. We'll do nervous about. We'll get to that in a minute. But I want to hear what you're optimistic about with the football team before their second preseason game against the Lions.
This is going to sound so stupid and so generic and so easy. I'm optimistic about Jaden Daniels. And it's not necessarily that he can play quarterback and that he's going to play at a really high level, because that's, to me, comes without saying. I think he's going to play at a top 10 level. Maybe if he gets back to what he was at the end of 24, it can be borderline top 5 level, right? I'm pretty confident he's going to play at a really high level. I'm pretty optimistic that he's going to stay healthy for the season. To me, you look at last season, he never suffered the devastating injury. Was it annoying that he dealt with a sprained knee and then a tweaked hamstring and then a messed up elbow? Absolutely. Those three things are not related. And you could say that they're fluky. I think some of them, like, it's not natural to put your arm down the way that he did. Like, that's something that you'd love to be not a part of the way that he gets tackled and various things. And you don't want to see him get hit and he can better protect himself. But he didn't have, you know, knock on wood, the RG3 devastating, like, uh-oh, that changes his whole career injury. And hopefully we never see that. So to me, all right, we look back at last year and it was a little bit of a fluke is what I'm hoping. And he's more along the lines we've seen throughout his career. Maybe he gets dinged up, but something that he can play through. So I'm pretty optimistic that Jaden plays at a really, really high level. That's why I'm higher on this team than probably the national media. And if he's able to go out there and play at a high level and stay healthy, I don't see a way that this team isn't much better.
I'm optimistic about Stephon Diggs. I don't think this is getting enough run or getting enough credit. He came off a year where he was, you know, half of it was rehabbing for an ACL, where he was on a pitch count, where he was as prolific as any receiver that we have had here. Now, it's not quite the dynamic Terry McLaurin 15 yards per reception, but a guy in a scheme where they were kind of spoon-feeding Drake May and gave him more and more as the season went on, as that team got better and better and kind of became a defense and ground and pound type group in Vrabel's image. But 85 catches and 113 yards. Terry McLaurin has one season where he's gone topped 85 catches. One. Stephon Diggs gets out of bed and catches 100 balls. We're not spending enough time talking about this. What just happened to their receiving core? I am optimistic that Diggs gives them a different dynamic, a much needed. They were starving for this what he's able to do. I understand he's not going to go for 1,500 yards anymore, but that doesn't mean he's not worthwhile. This was a fantastic signing. I think the league missed it on this one. Again, I'm not telling you he's the most, he's not Jamar Chase. He doesn't have to be, because you've got McLaurin, who I think is a threat. I think Diggs is such a technician. He's going to be open. He's going to get the football more than everybody thinks. I am bullish on this. Give me your next one.
Yeah, I'll be quick on this one. I'm optimistic that this defensive scheme is going to create a lot of havoc for defenses, and it's going to be something that really improves this defense. How good are they going to be? That's still to be determined, but I think they're going to get pressure on the quarterback. I think they're going to confuse the opposing quarterback, and I think they're going to be stout against the run because of the amount of guys that are going to be up the line of scrimmage. So it comes down to the secondary and if they can hold up. But from what I've seen, I'm pretty bullish on this defense being much better than it was last season. Now, granted, there wasn't anywhere to go but up from what they were last season, but I do think that you're going to see a pretty solid defense this year.
One more, then I'll turn it over to Strubs. Chigakonkwo. I wanted Chigakonkwo. When free agency was starting and tight ends were being banded about, who do you want? Isaiah Likely, do you want to win a bidding there? I said, no. This is the guy that I want. I think there's some Vernon Davis here. And that means it's not quite the, you know, powerful inline blocker or the guy that's, you know, just a technical route runner or someone that's going to, get open in a phone booth. But there's some athleticism. There's some speed. There's some dynamic here. And I think they were just scratching the surface of this guy in Tennessee. If he does what I think they think he's going to do, that's a great option for Jaden Daniels and company. Now, it's on David Blau, of course, like everything else is when we talk about scheme and dynamic and stuff, to get him the ball with a head of steam. I want him running with the football. In other words, if he catches it static, you could have had Zach Ertz do that. You could have any other catch and fall tight end do that. If he's got to box out, turn around, square up to the line of scrimmage, you get him the ball when he's already starting to move, you're going to see some rumbling. You're going to see a tackle or two broken. You might see a move or two, set up a block, carry something outside, some yards after the catch, which has been a foreign concept around here for the tight end spot. Strobes, what are you optimistic about?
Believe it or not, I think the pass rush, and I'm more consistently talking about what's coming from the outside here when you add Odafe Oweh for $100 million than Kalavon Chaisson, who I think was very, very underrated and actually was a crucial piece for that Patriots defense that basically carried them all the way to the Super Bowl. But when you add these guys to the mix, and Dorrance Armstrong essentially becomes your third edge rusher at this point in time. There was a time last season when he was on pace for 17 sacks. He wouldn't have finished with that, but he might have got up to double digits, maybe 11 or 12 if he stayed healthy before he tore his ACL in Dallas. I'm interested to see what they'll get from the production from the tackles and the interior, but if you can be a little bit creative with how you are sending some of these guys, Durante Jones being a little bit creative and maybe some stunt action stuff, I think they're going to get to the quarterback, and we're forgetting Frankie Louvu was an all-pro. In 2024, he did nothing last year, but I think he's going to be much better this year.
I like it. 800-636-1067. Graduating from the chat to the actual phone lines, Jupe, West Virginia. Happy Friday, buddy. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling?
Good, pal.
Good. I'm optimistic that we're not going to get blown out by 100 points a game. I'm optimistic that...
I'm sorry, that's a good one.
I'm optimistic that, you know, if we do lose, we're losing competitively, and it's because of a lack of talent, not because of blown assignments or the guys not knowing where to play. I'm optimistic about the offense, especially for Terry. Now he's finally got a stud at wide receiver too, and, you know, and Hemmethy having a bounce back year. I'm also optimistic about Blau. If we go back to 2024 with Hemmethy, we've seen that he was able to make a lot of magic happen. So what if Blau calls the wrong play, but Hemmethy is still able to make something happen with that? Only thing I'm asking Blau not to do is if Hemmethy get injured and comes back into the game, please don't call a QB power run. Please no. That's all I got for you guys.
Dude, you and me both have a great weekend. I would take that page out of the playbook that includes those QB powers, and I would shoot them with a blowtorch,
yeah.
And I would do a ceremony about it.
Yeah.
And I understand the defense. You know, you got to give them something to think about. I don't want him to think about that. That's a free shot at my quarterback, and no thank you.
You can save those for the playoffs or the Super Bowl if you got to have it. I don't need to see that in week 4.
Fourth and one, need a TD, divisional game, fine. We're not doing it from the 26. No, thank you. Disco, Laura, what are you optimistic about, buddy?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Great, my friend.
Great job, man. You are Robert Horry, man. You are just coming off the bench, just hitting threes.
I appreciate it.
Before I get to what I'm most optimistic about, Danny, I want to push back a little bit on the offensive line.
Please.
Really quick. You spent 5 draft picks on a top 3 left tackle in the league. You spent a top 100 pick in a third round pick in 2024. You spent a first round pick in 2025. So I understand what you're saying, and my issue, but what I'm saying is, it's not like they haven't tried to invest in.
That's fair, Disco. That's fair.
And, yeah. And then also, but where I have an issue with is with center. You tell us, well, you show us you want to go get a new center, and then you tell us you're good with what you have. So which is it? So having said that, what am I optimistic about? Let me tell you something, guys, and I know, and I'm going with Toby's Jaden Daniels. I saw him in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
I witnessed greatness, and all of these, you know, pundits and all of this, you know, conjecture. I saw Jaden. I don't know his middle name. I saw Jaden Daniels play football. So I think he erases a lot. Not saying that it all has to rest on him, but I am optimistic of what he can do in this scheme. And I think he's coming with the vengeance, and I am not underestimating what all of this noise is with him. Jaden Daniels, fellas, that's it.
Love it. Appreciate you, dude. So I think just to go back to the first part of Disco's call, good one as always. He always makes good calls. The line point that he made, I think, is a good one. There are attempts there. I guess what I'm saying is they don't – and I know it sounds like tough guy stuff, and I'm not trying to blow Disco out of the water here. They don't give trophies for attempts.
Correct.
Right? Like, my point is, the state of the union is, your net, your bottom line is, people that are really smart are like, yeah, they're 32nd. And with Tulsa, they were just inside the top 20. I get your point. They've spent some resources. Had they spent the right resources? I don't know. Again, I'm with you. I like Connerly. I'm all about it. And I think right there, that was a decent enough pick. Who knows if there was someone else that went 10 picks later they could have used. I don't know what I don't know there. I'm by no means an expert. I read the same thing you guys do. I just know that here we are in year 3, and this is what the line is. I guess that's my only point.
Yeah, I mean, similarly, it's like when we talked about Ron and Jack Del Rio, and you go, they never addressed linebacker. Well, they spent a first rounder on it. It was just the wrong guy.
Yes, it was.
And he wasn't very good and was worried about speeding around the DMV.
He loved that so much.
Playing good football. So to me, I understand the point. I think it's a correct one. But just because you spent resources, well, doesn't make the line better necessarily. You've got to get the right resources, or you got to spend it correctly, and they haven't necessarily.
800-636-1067. One more segment on this before we'll talk about at 6 o'clock. Some guys that might be here for life. We'll explain. Grant and Danny here on The Fan.